This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I have a question. Are you somewhere you've stopped growing? In this series, we're talking about being in deeper communion with God. And one way of doing this is by choosing our spirit over the desires of our flesh. Another way is remaining in an environment where you are stretching yourself and continually growing. And I had these thoughts as I recall the remarks I heard from Steve Pemberton, the author of A Chance in the World. So if you haven't heard Steve's story, it's an amazing story of triumph. He had an incredibly difficult childhood. His mother was an alcoholic, and he was raised in an abusive foster home. But after hearing his story, someone in the audience asked Steve if there was anything about his life that he would change. Now, given his difficult childhood, it's understandable if he wanted to change something there. But instead, he gravitated to his adult years, and he said his only regret in life was staying too long in a place where he had stopped learning and growing. And I thought his statement was extremely profound, because we can sometimes become nestled into a place that we've already mastered, which means we're no longer being challenged. Yet when we're in a place where we're learning and being challenged, we're inclined to lean on God more for strength and direction. Hence, we are going into deeper communion with Him. And let us cling to these words for strength. Forgetting what lies behind, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, move on from a place you've outgrown.